Trevin, you and a handful of other reporters at the paper have been covering the shooting at Hugh High. We're a little more than a week out from that incident. What do we know at this point?
We honestly don't know a lot more than we knew the day of the shooting, and it's actually pretty unusual. Having covered a lot of officer-involved shootings here and in Vegas, for example, officers who were involved, their names are released within 24 to 48 hours. The district has refused to do that. The district is refusing to answer any question, whether it's pertaining to investigation or just factual questions like, what do officers carry? Do they carry a taser? Because the one of the largest overriding questions here is, was there another option? Could he have shot him with a taser and detained him that way? And the district won't even say whether officers carry tasers.
And I want to ask, too, at this point, what do we know about the condition of 14-year-old Logan Clark, who was shot by the school police officer?
Very in critical condition, from going into surgery, having reactions that put him in a coma, or whether he's having a stroke. It seems to not be good. We don't know at this point if he'll pull through.
Okay. And we do know that he was wielding knives at other children.
The police haven't confirmed that it was two knives, but all the videos, if you look at them, show he has two knives. One he seems to be holding close to his chest, almost as a protection, and then he's swinging the other one around.
And there have been questions, like you mentioned, about why the school police officer used a gun and not something that's non-lethal, like a taser or even pepper spray. In fact, about 100 people, mostly students, marched to the school district office on Wednesday with a petition about this. What's their argument?
They're calling for all officers to carry tasers and pepper spray. We heard from the university police that that's what they carry. They answered our questions right away. But that's their biggest call for marching on the school district is only use lethal force when it is warranted.
You said campus police responded to that question?
Yes, they responded almost immediately and told us what officers carry. They carry batons, firearms, even body cameras, and tasers.
And that's UNR.
I think they cover UNR and Team CC.
Through your reporting, with this fact that 100 people showed up at the school district office, has there been response from the school district?
The school district responded the day after the shooting. Tracy Davis praised the officer's response and, you know, some have criticized the press conference. It almost seemed unfeeling to a lot of people. They didn't mention the kid. They didn't say any words for the family or that he hoped he'd pull through. They just praised the officer for using the force that he did.
What's next? Do you have any sense of when more information will be released?
It seems like we won't get anything else until Reno Police issues their findings. We're still working to get the district's policy on what officers carry and what officer was this. There's two officers stationed at that school, and nobody will say which one it is and his employment status.
I think there's also been confusion about the role of school police officers. How much training are these individuals getting, and what kind of authority do they have?
Well, that's where I think there's a lot of misconception from a lot of people. I think a lot of people see them as glorified security guards, when in fact they're outright police officers who receive much of the same training as most police agencies and the same authority. They can arrest. They have authority with not only on school property, but surrounding school properties, and they're trained to use firearms. They're one and the same.
Trevin Millard, thank you.
You're welcome.
Trevin Millard is the education reporter for the Reno Gazette-Journal. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.